With KZU News, I'm Dylan Musick. Valley Transportation Authority workers are in the third week of their strike, affecting commuters throughout Santa Clara County and even Santa Cruz. KZU's Eduardo Gonzalez-Torres reports.
Due to the VTA strike, Santa Cruz Metro has changed where its Highway 17 bus stops in San Jose. Customer service representative Andres Hernandez says that has prompted some response from riders.
We may have not labeled or put up enough signage in the area in San Jose, so I've been hearing some complaints about that more than anything.
Santa Cruz Metro is not stopping at the Diridon train station. Passengers get on and off a couple blocks away instead. Eduardo Gonzalez-Torres, KZU News.
Since Donald Trump took office, federal agriculture grants have become less reliable. These changes have big consequences for small farms like Royally Grown and Schuller. Abraham Garcia and his mom started Royally Grown with half an acre. Now they're at 10. They grow crops like strawberries, broccolini, and cauliflower. Garcia says they recently got a grant through a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that helps small producers market their fruits and vegetables. But for a brief period after Trump took office,
it was frozen for 2 weeks, and we were all in a panic. We didn't know where to sell our crops.
Because of the uncertainty, Garcia's been thinking about pivoting to grocery store sales instead of local farmers markets and food banks. He prefers selling to small local buyers, but he says that's becoming more difficult. This is KZU News. I'm Dylan Musick.